Why is it some people can just flow when they speak, like a leaf on the breeze in the autumn sunset, whilst others look like broken f***ing robots? How can some people remember what they have to say, their message, their vision, their lines, so well, where others just fall apart at the thought of having to remember all this detail? Personally, I believe that too many presentations, speeches and pitches are thrown out way too mechanically, remembered word for word or line for line, or even worse, off the teleprompter. What if you were able to not only remember your speech perfectly and sound like you had complete authority on it, but also were more engaging in the way you spoke to your audience? Sounds good, right? Well, the first step is do not learn your speech line by line. It's difficult to do, you're boring to watch, and it's excruciatingly difficult to watch someone who's awkwardly trying to remember those order of the line that they'd written down or that their boss had given them. It's horrible to watch on stage. And if the person on stage's bum is tight, our bum is tight. And so what I'm going to do today in this video is give you what it's called the set list. Now, I was a musician for many years. Set list is what a musician does to know which song comes next. And they could be moved around, chopped and changed. You have like, we're going to open with this one, then we're going to go here, 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 here. For example, like if a speech were a set list, you could say, introduce myself, talk about the product, what we're looking to achieve, what the research says, and outro. You know, you could write that, but that's a bit boring. And again, that's like bullet points for your points. And to make it more engaging, what you want to try to do is create stories. We're going to call these story blocks. But before we create the stories, take your speech, pitch, or presentation, break it down into points or sections, okay? Then take your phone, I haven't got mine on me, press record, and without looking at your information, your sheets, your notes, or what you've written already, talk about the first point. Just talk at length as much as you can until you've exhausted every idea around that. Then stop, save it, then do another one for the next point. Go through your entire speech, pitch, or presentation and record all of these points that you need to hit, all of these, all the details you have to talk about. So go back, listen to each one, and in turn, think to yourself, how else could I describe this information? Are there any similes, metaphors, or anecdotes that I could put that fit there? Are there any experiences in my own life that could be useful in telling the story around this, or to help make it more vivid to your audience? Now what I want you to do is go through all those points and think of any of those ideas around each point. Now you're going to re-record each one without talking about the details, but tell a story. Tell the story that you came up with. And at the end of the story, then you're going to say the points you talked about. Now, not only are you thinking of other ways to express these ideas, you're starting to tip the information from your analytical brain into your emotional brain. By connecting with stories, you're actually connecting to the points and making them more real. And that when you share that information with others, it becomes so much more engaging and you're so much more connected to it that you don't feel like you have to remember the words. You know you can talk about the story, and by talking about the story, you will hit the points you need to hit. But it's what makes it real for you. It's how you can connect yourself to the points without just thinking about what you have to say. Real stories, things that people can connect with, experiences, are what you can remember more easily and what others will recognize you for. So it makes you more human. Being more human is more approachable, more natural, and it works on so many levels. We want to hear your stories. We don't want to hear the stats and figures that you have to share. If you can just turn that into something more interesting, we're already more engaged. Therefore, we're going to listen to the boring stuff when it comes up. And again, like I said, you make a set list of all the stories, the buzzwords you've given to the stories, and now you have a sheet of paper that no one else but you will understand. So no one's going to steal your ideas. They might steal your stories once they've heard them, but yeah, you keep that for yourself. You don't need bullet points. You don't have all these information and a teleprompter. You just remember those stories. You learn those stories. You practice telling them to yourself, into your phone, listen back, improve them. Because listening and practice are one of the best things you can do for yourself. Being your own judge
Your own juror, your own boss. I'm not there to help you. You've got to help yourself, all right? Other people won't say anything because people feel like it's criticism and it's not their place to. So do it for yourself. It will help, I promise. So that's a great way to remember and know how to come back to telling stories. If you need some help with how to actually deliver those stories so your message, your vision gets shared more completely and more clearly with others, this video here is going to put you right on track. Thanks for watching. See you here.